This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, has the show been all over the place tonight. I've just been telling personal stories all night. If you want to email the show, you can. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. This is courtesy of Bill Malugan. I don't know if I said his name right, but he's a really talented guy. Email reveals DHS Secretary Mayorkas was alerted by the DHS top public affairs official that the whipping narrative behind horseback Border Patrol photos wasn't true, but at a White House press conference 2.5 hours later, he didn't refute that narrative, instead calling the images horrifying. Let's rewind just a little bit for every single person who's so overwhelmed with all the crap coming out of this administration, you lose track. I lose track. I'll see things. Honestly, when I saw this, I had forgotten. It's not like I didn't remember the incident, but it just hadn't been on my mind forever. Remember when all of a sudden 14,000 Haitians, 14,000 showed up at our southern border? And maybe you forgot some of the details. I haven't. The Biden administration banned most of the media from filming it, from taking pictures of it. In fact, they got mad, and I believe it was Fox News, I may have that wrong, for flying a camera drone down there. They didn't want anyone to know they were there. And just fast forward to the end, you probably remember, we all woke up one day and they were gone. They let every single one of those people into the United States of America. They might be right next to you right now. Don't worry, Haiti's a great place. We definitely want more of that here, for sure. But let's go back to the whipping thing. Maybe you forgot about this. Border Patrol. I have several friends on Border Patrol. You want to talk about people who don't get the credit they deserve out there every day fighting a losing battle. The Biden administration has guaranteed they will lose. They're fighting a battle they're not allowed to win. Part of Border Patrol is hunting. That's what they're doing. They're hunting. Remember, they're hunting men who are trying to sneak into the country. And a lot of the territory is rough, really, really rough. Horses are incredible animals. I've made the argument before, and I maintain this. Horses have done more to advance the cause of mankind than any other animal on the planet. I know you can make the argument for cattle and sheep and all these things. Horses are incredible. They're better than much of the motorized technology when it comes to navigating things like mountains and getting along cliffs. That they're just wonderful. So the Border Patrol has horse patrol. It's very, very effective at getting places quickly, getting things corralled. And also, if you've ever, maybe you've never been around horses, horses are intimidating. They're so big and strong and fast. They're incredible creatures. I love them. As you can tell, I love them. They're really intuitive. I love riding them. I love being around them, but they're intimidating. It's almost like the ocean. It's just naturally kind of scary. So they're really, really great to corral people in. That's why you see places like New York City, you'll see horse patrol. There's horses around. They're great for corralling people, getting to and from. So Border Patrol has horse patrol. A picture came out. You probably remember the picture now that I've talked about it, but a picture came out of a Border Patrol agent. He had the horse reins in his left hand. For you city slickers, the reins are how you control the horse, left, right, stop, that kind of thing. He had the reins in his left hand. In his right hand, he was reaching down and grabbing one of these Haitians who was trying to charge into America, had grabbed him by the back of his shirt. You know, basically, like, exactly what we pay him to do. Exactly what his mission is. Your border patrol. Your job is to stop illegal immigrants from coming across the border. He did his job. Immediately, because we have a media and really just an institutional system in this country that is as despicable as what they had in the Soviet Union. That it is. It is that despicable and that dishonest. They immediately jumped and said he was whipping the guy. That he had a whip and he was whipping the guy. When he didn't have a whip, and he, of course, didn't whip the guy because he didn't have a whip, but he didn't whip it with the reins anyway. But you do remember my sky is green theory, right? For you new listeners, it's just, I'm not going to go into the whole thing. It's basically a one religion governs all of our institutions, and when you get to that point, none of the institutions will hold the others in check because they all believe the same thing, so they all work together. So you can tell people, you can tell the entire population the sky is green. And even though they can look up right now and see that it's blue, you can convince half the population that it actually is green because every single institution will tell them it's green. Immediately, half the country got whipped up into a frenzy about some Haitian illegal immigrant being whipped when there's a picture of it. You can see it. And it's not as if it's some faraway, grainy picture. Honey, bring me my glasses. That's me anymore. Honey, bring me my glasses. I can't. It's not like it's hard. It's a close-up, high-def picture. I'm not even looking at it right now, and I can still picture it in my minds. In my minds. I have two minds, Chris. You probably wouldn't know anything about that. Anyway, I can picture it in my mind. Reins in one hand, guy by the back of the neck in the other hand, back of the shirt in the other hand. And yet, we're not even, let's set aside our disgusting media, enemy of the people media. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, he not only saw the same picture, he was informed by his people that there was no whipping involved, and yet he still got up at a press conference at the White House and called the images horrifying. That is the sky is green theory coming true. And that is why what I say over and over and over and over and over again is really true. The biggest thing we have to overcome, it's not the communists. You can't reform them. I mean, sure, we'll get some converts and we welcome them over. But for the most part, you can't reform them. The problem we have is your brother or your neighbor or your cousin or your dad or your son or your daughter. The people who believe what you believe. They have your value system, but they haven't yet woken up to the fact everything they're told is a lie. Everything. It doesn't matter what they're saying. If you hear it from the media, they're lying. If America's major medical institutions are telling you something, it's a lie. If the CDC says something, it's a lie. If the FBI says something, it's definitely a lie. If the media says something, it's a lie. If the professors tell you something in college, it's a lie. If Hollywood tells you something, it's a lie. They're all lying to you. And that is such an extreme, extreme's not the right way to put it. That's such a depressing place to be as a country. It's hard to convince normal people that's the country they live in. Now, you already know all that. I didn't tell you anything just now that you didn't know. You already know all that. Not worried about you. I'm worried about the person who should be right there standing side by side with you and me. I'm worried about them not waking up and accepting that's the system you live in now. There's no such thing as truth anymore. I've told you it before, but in the old Soviet days, it was, if you read books on it, it's fascinating to read it. You know how they found out what was true? How they figured out what was true? Everyone simply understood whatever you read in the papers or see on TV, the opposite is true. If the government, if the Soviet government comes on and you'll see it on the nightly news, on the Soviet nightly news, you'll read it in Pravda. If the Soviet government comes on and says, we have had a record-breaking crop this year, you're not going to believe the grain supplies. The people in the Soviet Union, you can read books about it, instinctively knew it must have been a really bad crop. We should start hoarding some stuff. If they're saying it's record-breaking, man, it must be really bad. Congratulations, you live in it now. Now, I can make that adjustment, and you can make that adjustment. You're a big boy, you're a big girl. You know, is your neighbor who agrees with you on your values, is he ready to wake up and grow up and accept that that's the country he lives in? I don't know. It's a bridge too far for so many. But man, we need him to wake up. All right, I'm going to get to some emails, and we'll talk about why Republicans are popular, yet scared. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Well, my goodness gracious,
let me tell you the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. They podcast it all after the show. No worries. I am going to get to some emails because I don't think I've read one the entire show. And that's not okay, Chris. I got to buck up. That's what? I didn't promise an email roundup today. Shogun, you mentioned yesterday you were thinking about getting some chickens. Just thought I'd let you know that chickens are going to be very hard to flush when you go on your big When you go on your big fancy trips to Nantucket or whatever you do instead of showing up for your job. No wonder your dad fired you. Just kidding. Love the show. Buenas tardes. And he says his name is Mark. What, Chris? Didn't he fire me and Oh, yeah. Oh, you remember the story, Chris. Oh, for those who've forgotten, here's the quick story on it. I've only been fired once in my entire life. I'm very proud of that. And it was my own father. You know how I come from a construction family. That's what his dad did. It's what my dad did. It's what I did. And we moved to Montana, and my dad became a superintendent for a construction company. And that's what he did. And I was doing other odd jobs when I was too young and skinny. But when I was about 16, I wanted to work construction, and he wanted me to work construction. The money was better. Work's a lot harder, but the money was better. And you know, he wanted me to learn how to run a shovel and learn how to work with your hands and things like that. So I did. And he was rarely on this job we were doing. We were doing this subdivision project, putting in, I think it was a water line, if I remember right. But I was on a construction crew with some guys putting in a water line. And on the construction job, on the site, you have a Connex box. It's a big metal box. All right, big metal box. And there are thieves everywhere, okay? People have sticky fingers. So at the end of the day, on any construction site, you take your stuff that can walk off the job in the middle of the night and you lock it up, generally in a Connex box of some kind. At least that's what we always used. Somebody, one day, I can't stress this enough, it was not me. Somebody, one day, lost the keys to the Connex box. Now, remember, when you plan out construction projects, any kind of project, every day is money. Every day is money. You have to get so much done in order to make a profit. That's how business world works. You can't just have a day where, hey, sorry, we lost the keys. I think we only ended up losing an hour. Someone had to go get one of the bolt cutters. We snipped it off. No big deal. Get home that night. Now, I wasn't working physically with my old man. He was on a bigger project, another one. Get home that night. I'm tired, long day. He's tired. He had a bad day. I forget what happened. He had a bad day. He accuses me of losing the keys. I didn't lose the keys. Now, I don't make a living of talking back to my father. In general, it's best for your health if you don't talk back to my father. This time, I don't know whether I was just tired, 16 and stupid, I don't know. But I told him, I didn't lose the keys. I raised my voice to him because I really didn't. And he's, yeah, you did. And then he tells me, you're fired. Okay, and I told him in no uncertain terms, good. I don't want that crappy job anyway. I actually think, oh, I did. I cussed in front of my parents the first time ever. Kids, don't do this. Keep your language clean. I said the S word. I never said anything like that before instead of crappy. You know, I unleashed with it. Like, I was that kind of mad because I didn't lose the keys. All right, so he goes to bed that night. It was summertime. Well, I normally had been waking up at 6 a.m. go to work. I'm 16 years old. Life's pretty good. If you don't have that, I know I'm going to have to find a new job. So I was trying to save up money, but slept in the next morning. So I sleep in, wake up, 10 a.m. or so, farting around the kitchen. Phone rings. It's my dad. You want to know what my apology was like? Why aren't you at work? That's what he said. You fired me yesterday, Dad. You fired me last night. Well, show up to work tomorrow. Click. The only time I've ever been fired, and it lasted a day. All right, people. Speaking of people who should be fired, let's talk about Republicans. And you know how angry I get at Republicans. This headline, it cracks me up. 9 of the 10 most popular governors are Republican, according to the new poll. Now, why? Because Republican stances on the issues, they're the correct stances on the issues. Taxes should be low. Regulations should be low. No, you actually should not abort your baby. The border should be secure. I know these are crazy things, but those are not only the right, those are the stances on the issues that work. Democrats, whenever they finally get into power, they get extremely unpopular because people discover all over again, for some reason, none of their policies work, no matter what Joe Biden says.
One poll shows that almost 2/3 of Democratic voters want a new nominee in 2024, and the top reason they gave was your age. So what's your message to Democrats?
Well, they're concerned about whether or not I can get anything done. Look what I've gotten done. Name me a president in recent history that's gotten as much done as I have in the first 2 years. Not a joke. You may not like what I got done, but the vast majority of the American people do like what I got done. And so I just, it's a matter of...
I love that part, by the way. You may not like what I've got done, but the vast majority love what I got done. That's after Jay Tapper telling him 2/3 of Democrats don't even want you here. But the wildest thing is Democrats are wrong on every issue, and every stance they have on the issue is actually unpopular, and they're so bold. But Republicans are correct on every issue, and they're so timid. I want to stop illegal immigration. But, I mean, we don't have to deport people. Definitely not women and kids. I want to be nice to them, guys. I am pro-Second Amendment. I mean, with some restrictions, we definitely need more red flag laws. Why are they like that? I will explain why they're like that in just a moment. But first, I'm going to explain to you how to get one of the greatest nights' sleep ever. It's not just getting yourself a MyPillow. Everyone at this point, everyone knows about MyPillow. I knew about MyPillows long before I even knew Mike Lindell was a freaking saint. Why don't you add some Giza Dream Sheets? Giza is the best cotton in the world. So, of course, that's what Mike Lindell would find and figure out a way to make incredible sheets out of it. And they're 60% off right now. 60. Not 16. 60. You can get them as low as $39.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, get some Giza Dream Sheets. Or go to 800, go, call 800-845-0544.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And we are rocking and rolling out here tonight. So why? What's the answer to that question? Democrats, their policies are incredibly unpopular. Not only do they not work, they're unpopular. Republicans, their policies not only work, they're very popular. Democrats are extremely bold about what they believe. Republicans, you know, the ones who are correct, they're pathetic. I'm an immigration squish, guys. Well, we don't need fully automatic weapons. Actually, we do. As a matter of fact, yes, we do. And rocket launchers in the works. Yes, we do. According to the Second Amendment, we do. Why won't Republicans talk like that? Here's why. There's a wall that has been built in between Republicans and you, and they're unable or unwilling to get over it or get past it or see through it. And so Republicans think that they're unpopular. And this is what I mean. Let's say Republican congressman. You know what? No, let's go Democrat first. Let's say a Democrat congressman. He announces publicly that he not only believes that the Second Amendment should be completely abolished, that you should have no right to own firearms. He also believes and he announces publicly the FBI and ATF should go to your home and arrest you if you have a gun immediately. Okay, so that's insane, right? That's extreme. And when he makes that announcement, he also says, by the way, next Friday, I'm going to be out at the Piggly Wiggly grocery store and I'm going to do a little campaign event. Let me ask you, how many people on the right would show up to loudly protest that event? Chris just said it. None. Not one. Okay, no, that's him. Now let's go to the Republican. A Republican gets up. Well, I mean, you've seen this. I don't even have to use examples. A Republican gets up and says, what's something simple that Republicans are too scared to say? Oh, here's one. A Republican gets up and says, hey, I'm doing a campaign at the Piggly Wiggly this Saturday at noon campaign event. Come on out. I'd love to meet you all. Oh, and by the way, every single person, man, woman, and child who has entered the United States of America should be immediately arrested and deported back to the country of his or her origin. That Republican shows up at the Piggly Wiggly. What's it look like? How many people were there? How many communists are there screaming at him, throwing things at him, signs held up? What's it like for his family? Let's take it a step further. What's it like for his family? Because this stuff matters now. Remember, these people are human beings. They're scumbags, but they're human beings. What's it like for his wife? Does his wife have a Facebook account, Twitter account, social media? How long do you think it would take the communists to start sending her some of the most vicious things in the world? I've told you before, when I got blamed for Gabrielle Giffords getting shot because I was her Republican opponent, I had letters, handwritten letters, mailed to my home telling my wife and I that they hope my sons have their hands stuck in a blender and then turned on. What's his kids go through at school? Democrat parents, nasty, vicious, communist Democrat parents, they believe in activism. And they create nasty, vicious, communist Democrat children. There's, I believe, one activist Democrat in my neighborhood, universally despised by everybody. She's the one who shuts her lights out on Halloween. If you run into one of her children, they will also shout at you if they know you're a Trump supporter or something. Just nasty, unnecessarily nasty people. Republicans are scared. Our elected Republicans are scared because communists are activists. Communists not only believe what they believe, they will go out and actively try to make it so. People on the right are not that way. That's not how you're generally built. Look, for me, it's not how I'm generally built. I complained earlier about local activism. You know how I do that. I tell you to do it. I have to do it too. I got a call yesterday from somebody. Well, it doesn't matter who it is. An elected representative down here in my area in Galveston County in Houston. That's where I live. They're having a big get out the vote rally at the end of this month in October. They want me to come speak at it. Who can blame them, Chris? What, Chris? A world-famous author is always welcome at these events. Anyway, they want me to come speak at it. It's on a Saturday. Now, do I feel like getting up on a Saturday and going down and rallying the troops? And do I feel like putting out the message all across media that I'll be there and getting people out there fired up Actually, to be honest, that sounds kind of fun. But do I feel like giving up a Saturday afternoon to go out and do that? Nope. Am I going to do it? Yep. Because there, you cannot live and let live your way out of communism. It's not humanly possible. Our representatives are low T because of us. Because the wall that the media builds in between them and us, when they do something we agree with, all they get is hate poured on them. When Democrats do something we disagree with, all they get is love poured on them. We don't have a wall between them and their despicable base. They get, woohoo, good job, love you. A big reason Republicans lack self-confidence in this country is we haven't been active enough. And to be frank, and I'm guilty of this, I'm not pointing fingers, we haven't thanked the good ones enough. We don't do that enough. Chris says who. I was texting with one of my buddies earlier today, somebody you'd know actually, and we were talking about some of the good guys coming up, some of the good guys who are running to be elected for the first time right now. There are three guys that are really, they're on the forefront. I take that back. There are four guys who are on the forefront of my mind that I find them to be flat out inspiring. And I want them all to win. And the only reason I don't have them on every day to ask for money is because I don't like you sitting there getting asked for money every night. I just don't think it's good radio. I don't like it. But I do, look, if I want to do it. These are the four guys. Joe Kent of Washington. Eli Crane of Arizona. Eli Crane is Navy SEAL running for Congress in Arizona. Freaking stud. You talk to Eli Crane, he's not talking about, well, low taxes. He's talking about the communist infestation of our government. He is you. That's what Eli Crane. Joe Kent, Eli Crane, Blake Masters running for Senate in Arizona, and J.D. Vance in Ohio. Those four guys, I find them to be inspirational. Look, maybe you're looking for somebody to donate to. I don't like doing this. Campaigns run on money. It's October. What is it? October 12th. If you're in the mood to give some money politically, Eli Crane, Joe Kent, Blake Masters, J.D. Vance. These people, they believe exactly what you believe. They believe exactly what I believe. They are not beholden to GOP leadership. They're not one of these low-T GOP types. Blake Masters hit a guy at a campaign event. Some crazy communist came in and put his hands on a woman. Blake Masters came off the stage and nailed the guy. Dude, tell me that's not who you want elected. That's all I had to hear. Now, I liked Blake before that, full disclosure, but dang, that's sweet. Give me a Republican who punches people who hit women. That sounds awesome to me. I'm definitely going to get in trouble for that. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com if that offended you at all. Remember, I don't care, but you can email me. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. By the way, while you're out there spending money, don't spend any more money on shrimp at your grocery store, if you wouldn't mind, because it's all communist shrimp. And that's not me trying to do a bit for radio. 95% of the shrimp in this country comes from overseas. Places like Vietnam. Go look at it. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at the places we take in shrimp from. These people freaking hate us. We've fought wars with half these people. Not Biloxi. Biloxi Shrimp, an American company. American Shrimpers. People who with an incredible reputation in their community, including during COVID, how they looked out for their fellow man. I love stories like that. I'm proud to speak for them. And because it's coming out of the Mississippi Gulf and not Vietnam, it's the freshest, best shrimp you've ever had in your life. They deliver it to your front door. 10% off right now. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse is what gets you 10% off. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. We have a lot of headlines I didn't get to. I think I got to like one story today. I don't like reading headlines and then, oh, here's a headline. Here's what they say. I think that people who do that for 3 hours suck. That's what I think. So hang on. We have headlines galore. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That is why the GOP is low T. That is why the entire GOP needs to get a subscription to Chalk, especially while the subscriptions are 35% off for life. Get yourself a mail. Look, congressmen, senators, I know you're listening to the show. Hear me now. A 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days will probably give you the energy you need to actually stand up to the communists who are destroying the country. So if you would like help, financial help for a Chalk subscription, and you're a Republican congressman or senator, please reach out to me. I will sponsor your subscription on the show. I will. Male Vitality Stack, congressman. Male Vitality Stack, senator. We need you to be the man you can be. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off. And senator, don't worry. You can cancel anytime. So look, Senator Romney, anytime you want, you can cancel your Chalk subscription. CHOQ, promo code Jesse. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack too if you want to feel better, more energy and whatnot. Get to a couple more emails for Jesse. I'm confused about the name of your band. Deleterious Consequences or Delirious Consequences? You go back and forth between the two names. Thank you, Ashley. I'm pretty sure I've also called it Delicious Consequences. I'll be honest with you, it's a big word. It's a big word, and sometimes it doesn't come out well. But look, sometimes people have a difficulty speaking, and sometimes people have difficulty remembering things too. This just happened, so you haven't heard about it yet, but the Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, he had a son, Bo Biden. Bo Biden died of brain cancer in 2015, or if you're Joe Biden, he died in Iraq.
This is a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq.
What? This is why Joe Biden actually fascinates me. As you study monsters, you know, animals, Joe Biden is so devoid of a soul that he has used the anguish of his dead son constantly as a campaign prop. Can you imagine? Now, I shouldn't say this because maybe you've gone through this. I will tell you this. As a father, I look at my sons, and if I lost one of them, I would just die. You'll never hear from me again. I'll just fall over and die. It would end me. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. Can you imagine going through that kind of pain and then thinking to yourself, oh, nice. This is going to kill on the campaign trail. I bet this is going to get me 5 points in the polls. What kind of a monster do you have to be to think like that? It's so... I mean, look, they're politicians. What are you going to do?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Treasury Department to audit DeSantis migrant flight expenditures. This is nothing less than the federal government declaring war on Ron DeSantis for delivering illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. You states, including Florida, you red states, you will either listen to me or you are going to burn, believe me. You governors, you AGs, you state legislatures, you are going to start putting your state police and yourselves in between your citizens and the federal government, or you're all going to crumble. You had better understand your role as governor, AG, state police, is to protect the liberty, the civil rights of your citizens in the face of an extremely hostile federal government. Extremely hostile to you. Buck up and start doing it. Guacamaya leak reveals Mexican government sold arms to drug cartels and spied on reporters. I only read this headline so I could try to say Guacamaya, and I ended up blowing it right off the bat. Sucks. World's best business school adds diversity and woke investing majors. Huh. Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can do something real quick here. So they're teaching cultural Marxism to your children. D-E-I-E-S-G. They're teaching communism to your children. So if you actually look into it, it costs roughly $60,000. It's a little more, but $60,000 a year to send your kid to Wharton. Let's see, it probably takes 4 years at least to go to school, or eight if you're me, but let's do four-year degree, the 60 times four. Forgive me, I went to community college. That pens out to about $240,000, if memory serves me correctly. So let me see if I understand. As we speak, there are Republican parents spending $240,000 to send the child they love to be educated by people who hate their child, hate them, hate the country, and are trying to burn it to ash. Who's the sucker there? Is it University of Pennsylvania? Or is it the parents? Oh, and look, hey, it's not all bad news, parents. If that's you, not all bad news at all. There's a bright side. I mean, yeah, you're going to lose your child who you love, and they're going to hate you forever. That's obviously the negative, but the good news is this. You can brag to all your friends about your kid getting into Wharton. That is the most important thing, right? Fetterman campaign accuses Dr. Oz of being a Cowboys fan. Man, when you are fresh out of campaign attacks. FBI counter-intel supervisor admits in court that the FBI offered Steele another $1 million to prove it was real, but he couldn't. They moved forward with it anyway. The FBI moved forward with the investigation anyway. The guy couldn't prove it was real even for $1 million. The default position now must be the FBI cannot exist in any form. That is the default position. If you want to go more extreme, which I'm totally fine with, many, 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 many people currently in possession of an FBI badge have to go to federal prison for the rest of their lives. Biden proposal could leak or could lead to employee status for gig workers. Well, this is obviously just a gigantic handout to unions. Hope you enjoy that 1099. But again, to their credit, Democrats get elected and spend every waking moment doing two things. What are those two things? You already know. Rewarding their friends, punishing their enemies. Republicans get elected. They spend every waking moment apologizing to their enemies for their friends. Coronavirus update. FDA authorizes Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech bivalent COVID-19 vaccines for use as a booster dose in younger age groups. Yes, that's just a heads up for you. Many people at the FDA need to be sharing cells with those saved people at the FBI. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com is the email address. Email me. I will read it. They all go to Chris. He prints them off. I read them all. Keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll have fun again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.